Slideshow, Road to the Texas Revolution, 1824 to 1835. Lesson Overview. The Texas Revolution began well before 1836. It was not just one event that started the revolution, it was a series of small events. This lesson includes the following events: the Mexican Constitution of 1824, 1826 Fredonian Rebellion, 1828 Mier-Iturón Report, the Law of April 6, 1830, the disturbances at Anahuac, 1832, the Turtle Bay Resolution, June 13, 1832, the Battle of Velasco, June 25th, the 26th, 1832, the Conventions of 1832 and 1833, December 1833, Austin's arrest, 1835, Battle of Gonzales, 1835, the Siege of San Antonio de Bejar. Slide 2, Essential Questions. 1. How does conflict cause political, economic, and social change? 2. Explain the lasting impact of the people and events leading to the Texas Revolution. 3. In what ways did the Mier-Iturón Report and the Law of April 6, 1830 lead to the Texas Revolution? Slide 3. Mexican Constitution of 1824. The Federal Constitution of the United Mexican States was enacted on October 4, 1824, to establish a federalist form of government. The Constitution limited the federal government's power and gave greater power to the individual states. This division of power is known as federalism. Both Tejanos and the Anglo-American settlers supported the Constitution of 1824 because it gave more power to the people, similar to the United States. The Constitution of 1824 also joined the two regions of Coahuila and Texas to form the new Mexican state of Coahuila y Texas. Slide 4, 1826, Fredonian Rebellion. Hayden Edwards and his brother were supposed to settle 800 families in East Texas near Nacogdoches. Hayden discovered that much of his land grant was already occupied with Mexican settlers, American squatters, and Cherokee Indians. Almost immediately, Edwards began angering people in the area when he posted notices declaring that anyone already living within the bounds of his grant had to produce valid titles for their land. Anyone who could not prove legal ownership would have their land confiscated and sold. Then, on December 21, 1826, Edwards and a small group of his men declared Nacogdoches to be independent of Mexico's rule. They called the new nation the Fredonian Republic. Edwards' actions upset the Tejanos in San Antonio and Stephen F. Austin, who sent his militia to stop the rebellion. Edwards would escape to the United States, and as a result of the rebellion, Mexico became suspicious of the Anglo colonists. Slide 5. Think like a historian. A primary source letter from Stephen F. Austin to one of the Fredonian rebels. Source: Eugene Barker, editor, Annual Report of the American Historical Association for the year 1919, the Austin Papers, published in Washington, D.C., Government Printing Office, 1824, 3 volumes, Volume 1, Part 2, pages 423 through 429. Think, pair, share. Using the guided questions, analyze the primary source letter written by Stephen F. Austin to one of the Fredonian rebels, B.J. Thompson. Support your claims using text evidence. Document analysis questions. Think. Read the letter and complete questions 1 through 4 independently. Pair. With another partner, collaborate and answer questions 5 and 6. Share. In a group setting, share your answer to number 6. When it's not your turn to share, practice active listening. Slide 6, 1828, Mier-Iturón Report. Because of the Fredonian Rebellion, Mexico City sends General Mier-Iturón in 1828 to check on Texas. Turan was impressed with the large farms, but he noted that Anglo-Americans outnumbered the Mexicans 10-1 and spoke English instead of Spanish. Many Anglo-Americans didn't respect Mexican law, and there was more influence on Texas by the United States than Mexico. He also recommended that Mexico City should act quickly to stop the Anglo invasion of Texas. Slide 7. Think like a historian. At the suggestion of General Mier Iturán, the Mexican government outlined a new law simply called the Law of April 6, 1830. Take a look at some of the articles summarized below. Think, pair, share. Using the guided questions on the handout, analyze the articles of the Law of April 6, 1830 through the perspective of a Mexican citizen and the new American colonist living in Tejas. Remember to support your claim with text evidence. Summary of the six focus articles of the Law of April 6, 1830. Article 3. The government may choose the new empresarios for Texas. Article 7. Natural Mexican citizens who want to move to Texas will be provided transportation and the best land. Article 9. No Americans can come to Texas unless they have a passport issued by a new empresario. Article 10. No more slaves will be allowed in Texas. Article 11. Americans cannot live next to the United States. If they already are, they must move. Article 14. 500,000 pesos will be used to build the new forts. Slide 8. June 1832. The disturbance at Anahuac. Colonel Juan Davis Bradburn, along with Customs Inspector George Fisher, was sent by the Mexican government to establish a military garrison at the port city of Anahuac to enforce the law of April 6, 1830. Bradburn would also enforce the immigration ban on Anglo-Americans, attempted to end the smuggling, and collect tariffs on all American goods, resulting in an increase in the price of goods that angered the colonists. Bradburn was a true believer in the centrist viewpoint, and his actions began to upset the Anglo-Americans. Tension peaked when Bradburn jailed William Barrett Travis and his law partner Patrick Jack. They tried to trick Bradburn into releasing the runaway slaves he was hiding in their custody. The confrontation ended when a Mexican military commander from Nacogdoches arrived, realized the situation was explosive, and relieved Bradburn of command. Slide number 9. June 13, 1832. Turtle Bay Resolution. Because of Mexican Colonel Juan Davis Bradburn's heavy-handed tactics enforcing the law of April 6, 1832, the Anglo-Americans wrote the Turtle Bay Resolutions, which explained their reasons for attacking Bradburn's men at the fort at Velasco. The resolutions also opposed the centralist government in Mexico City. They were against the ongoing civil war in Mexico and pledged to honor the Constitution of 1824. The colonists also began to align themselves with Santa Anna, who would soon be leading Mexico as a Federalist. Slide number 10. June 25th through 26th, 1832. Battle of Velasco. On June 25th, 1832, a small militia of Texans led by John Austin sailed down the Brazos River to help reinforce Anahuac. On board was cannon, which alarmed the Mexican commander at Fort Velasco, who fired on the ship. The Anglo militia fired back. Eventually, the Texans prevailed, and the Mexican soldiers surrendered the fort. Slide number 11. The Convention of 1832. Because of the recent disturbances at Anahuac, the Battle of Velasco, and the Turtle Bay Resolutions, 55 delegates, all Anglo-Americans representing the 16 districts across Texas, met on October 1, 1832, in San Felipe de Austin. The Tejanos refused to send a delegate. The Anglo-Americans were unhappy with a conservative centrist government and sought reforms for Texas and silenced the rumors that Mexican Texas wanted to secede. Stephen F. Austin was elected president of the convention, and the convention adopted a series of resolutions. 1. Provide a tariff exemption to Texas for another 3 years. 2. Modify the law of April 6, 1830 to permit immigration from the United States. 3. Ask for lands for public schools. 4. Adopted a motion to request Texas have separate statehood from Coahuila. Because the Tejanos refused to participate, the resolutions were never presented to the Mexican government. Austin thought that the petition for statehood was premature, and since Santa Anna had not yet taken over the national government from conservative Anastasio Bustamante, Austin wanted to be cautious. Slide 12. The Convention of 1833. The convention of 1833 met at San Felipe on April 1, 1833. Stephen F. Austin was visiting other Tejano settlements to secure their cooperation. Since the request of the previous convention of 1832 had not been formally approved by the Mexican government, this convention met again to petition the repeal of the anti-immigration section of the law of April 6, 1830. In addition, the delegates asked for 1. Better defenses against Native and Indian attacks, 2. Judicial reform, 3. Improved mail service, and 4. Tariff exemptions. The delegates also proposed splitting Coahuila and Texas and writing a new state constitution with the help of Sam Houston. The new constitution would closely follow the democratic ideals found in America. Once complete, the convention selected Juan Erasmo Seguin, Dr. James B. Miller, and Stephen F. Austin to present the petitions to the government. Seguin and Miller were unable to go, and Austin went to Mexico City alone. Slide 13. Austin heads to Mexico. Stephen F. Austin left Texas to present the petitions of the Convention of 1833 to the Mexican government. On his arrival in Mexico City in July 1833, Santa Anna was in the middle of a civil war, and a cholera epidemic plagued the city, delaying Austin's meeting with Santa Anna. Months passed, and Austin grew frustrated. He wrote a letter to the leaders in San Antonio de Bejar, suggesting that Texas should organize as a separate state under the provision of the Acta Constitutive of May 7, 1824. Austin noted that Texas would be ruined forever if it did not take matters into their own hands. Austin would eventually meet with Santa Anna, who would repeal the law of April 6, 1830. In addition, the Mexican government promised to make significant reforms. Santa Anna did not approve the separate statehood for Texas. Slide 14, 1833, Austin's arrest. Austin's letter was intercepted by the alcaide of San Antonio de Bejar, who sent Austin's letter to Mexican Vice President Farias. The vice president believed the letter to have treasonable intentions, so he had Austin arrested and taken back to Mexico City, where Austin was imprisoned and put in solitary confinement for 3 months. Austin was also denied the use of books or writing materials. No charges were ever brought against Austin, and no court would accept his case, and sadly, Austin remained a prisoner. In December 1834, Austin was released from prison and placed under house arrest in Mexico City. Then in July 1835, Austin was set free and soon returned to Texas. Austin was absent from Texas for over 2 years. Slide 15. October 2, 1835, Battle of Gonzales. The first battle of the Texas Revolution was on October 2, 1835. When the citizens of Gonzales refused to give up a small cannon that was given to them by the Spanish for protection against American Indian raids, a small militia army led by John Henry Moore flew the come and take it flag as they would face off against Mexico Lieutenant Castaneda, who led 100 Mexican soldiers to retrieve the cannon. The Texas militia fired on the Mexican soldiers along the Guadalupe River, and a short battle ensued. Realizing he was outnumbered, Castaneda retreats to return to San Antonio. As a result of the battle, the resentment between the Anglo-Americans and Mexico grew. Slide number 16, the Siege of San Antonio. The Siege of San Antonio de Bejar was the first military campaign of the Texas Revolution. The Texans knew they needed to control San Antonio and said Stephen F. Austin elected the commander of the Texan Army. When Austin arrived with the Texas militia in mid-October 1835, he discovered that Mexican General Martin Perfecto de Cos, the brother-in-law of Mexican President Santa Anna, occupied the city. Cos would defend the city, and the Texas army swelled to 600, surrounding the town, and began a month-long siege. Slide 17. Siege of San Antonio continued. At dawn, on December 5, 1835, the Texan army attacked the Mexican troops in San Antonio. The fighting was house to house, with the Texans slowly gaining control of the area. Over the course of several days, they inflicted about 150 casualties on the Mexicans, Running low on food and supplies, Mexican General Cos surrenders on December 9, 1835. The Texans ordered them to leave Texas, promised to never come back, and to swear to never oppose the Constitution of 1824. Slide 18. Siege of San Antonio continued. After the battle, most people in Texas believed that Mexican troops would stay out of the region for at least several months. It was the start of winter, and no one thought that the Mexican army would return anytime soon. Most of the Texas volunteers eventually returned to their homes, leaving San Antonio and Texas under the control of the Texans. Slide 19. Essential questions. Apply your knowledge. Use notes and activities from this lesson to support your thinking process. Think, pair, share. Using the lesson essential questions discussed at the beginning of the lesson and your newly gained perspective about the events of the road to the revolution, answer the following questions using text evidence. Essential questions for the exit ticket. 1. How does conflict cause political, economic, and social change? 2. Explain the lasting impact of the people and events leading to the Texas Revolution. 3. In what ways did the Mary-Turon Report and the law of April 6, 1830 lead to the Texas Revolution? And this concludes the slideshow.